KRDO Newsline. A visit with Joe Trotter. He's the American Legislative Exchange Council Director of Energy, Environment, and Agriculture. And Mr. Trotter, thanks for joining us this afternoon. You know, over the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about how Americans need to prepare now for the upcoming food shortages because of the crisis that's happening in Ukraine and in Europe. Let's get into this. How big of a crisis is it?
It's fairly big. Ukraine is one of the breadbaskets of just the entire world. It's one of the biggest producers in Europe, and it exports just a huge amount of agricultural products. And adding to it is Russia is one of the world's biggest exporters of things like nitrogen and fertilizer, which people around the globe rely on for future food production. Right now, the Northern Hemisphere is entering its growing season, and there are shortages on everything. Add to that, you have rising fuel costs, which makes transporting food difficult, but it also impacts the farmers and their ability to go ahead and actually run their equipment. So it's not a good situation at all.
Help people understand here in the United States, and especially here in Colorado, where we have so much acreage as far as farming is concerned. A lot of that acreage, farmers are paid not to do any farming. Why can't that be reversed right now? You just mentioned we're in the growing season. Why cannot those farmers get involved now with the government's help or however it has to happen and start planting these necessary commodities?
Well, it can be helped. It can be reversed, but it's going to be a situation of too little too late, because even if they were to go ahead and try to plant, like I mentioned, they're missing out on fertilizer, nitrogen, and other supplies that would go ahead and turn these areas into very productive food producers.
Absolutely.
So it is something that's being looked at, but it's not something that can just turn on a dime.
Yeah, and even the consequences of this, even say they do end up, you know, still producing without a lot of the fertilizers, things like that, that's going to have large-reaching impacts as well, especially when it comes to livestock, which could mean smaller cattle, things like that, which also pushes beef and other meat prices up.
Exactly, and on top of that, the Ukrainian products are used all over Asia, Africa, other parts of the world for feedstock for various domesticated meat products. And the increase in costs for the feedstock is going to be reflected in global meat markets. One of the things that can be done immediately is for the federal government to pass a piece of legislation known as the Prime Act, which would help local farmers be able to use local butchers, slaughterers, instead of having to go to a federally regulated facilities. And that's something that the federal government can change right now, and state lawmakers can call on their federal representatives to do just that.
Now, would there be unintended consequences, though, of deregulating that, especially knowing how crucial it is to make sure that we are putting safe, reliable food on American plates?
Well, here's the thing. Under the Prime Act, there still would be inspections, but right now, they're pretty much all meat in the United States is funneled, that's not consumed by the people who own the animals, is pushed through these federal centers. And there are only like 11 or 12 of them. So long story short, no, most likely not. Most food processors are safe and up to spec, and they would be held accountable for not living up to the federal standards. But in the short term, it'll decrease food prices, especially with meat, cows, chickens, et cetera.
Now, the American Legislative Exchange Council, your job is to obviously watch all these developments. What's the takeaway message today as it stands, and what should Americans expect?
Americans right now should expect that food prices are going to continue increasing. We're already seeing a 50% increase in the prices for wheat in parts of the country, and that was even, you know, just a couple of weeks ago. It's going to keep going up, and wheat is generally a winter product. So the harvest is either happening or happened. But this is going to continue and have just wide-ranging effects for a very long time. This is something that's going to reverberate for years.
Yeah, it's definitely a shocking development, something to keep a tab on. We appreciate your time and joining us here on KRDO's Midday Edition. If you've missed any of this conversation or any of other conversations, you can find them 24/7 over at KRDO.com. Just find the radio page and click on podcasts or follow KRDO News Radio wherever you get your podcast. We appreciate your time today, Joe. We'll talk to you soon.